Welcome to Eternal Truth Radio program brought to you by the Mill Street Church of Christ. The Mill Street Church of Christ meets at 415 North Mill Street in London, Kentucky. We assemble on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for Bible study, 10:50 a.m. for worship, as well as 6 o'clock p.m. on Sunday evenings for evening worship. We also meet on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for a midweek Bible study. We'd be delighted to have you with us for any of these services. Should you like to have someone come to your home and study the Bible with you, or a free copy of today's program, or a free copy of Bible lesson through the mail, or if you have Bible questions, requests can be made by calling 234-5055 or 878-6108, or we can be reached on email at millstreetcoc@windstream.net. You might also pay us a visit online at our website at www.millstreetcoc.org. That's www.millstreetcoc.org, where you can listen to sermons and read articles on various Bible topics. Eternal Truth can be heard each Sunday morning from 9:30 to 10 o'clock on 1400 a.m., WFTG. We invite you to continue listening and tell others about the program. And now, let's look into God's eternal truth together.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to another edition of the Eternal Truth Radio broadcast. I'm Donnie Oliver. I want to begin, listeners, by thanking you for being with us on the program today and letting you know how appreciative we are that you've decided to be with us. It's encouraging to us to know that there are people like you that have a disposition of heart and mind that they would want to study from the Bible. You're to be commended for that. There's no better use of our time than to spend it studying from the Word of God. So we appreciate you doing that, and we want to encourage you to continue to listen to the program each and every time that it comes on. We also want to encourage you to tell your family and friends about the program and encourage them to do the same. I want to encourage you on the program, as I do every week, to take your Bible out or take a pencil and paper out and take notes about the things that you're hearing on the program and ensure that they are in accordance to the Word of God. I'll do my very best in this program to give you book, chapter, and verse for the things that I say, and you feel free to take any notes that you would like to take that you might be able to study these things further. If you're listening to the program and you'd like to have a free copy of the program on CD or a correspondence course through the mail so that you can study the Bible in the privacy of your own home, or if you'd like to have a Bible, all of those things can be sent to you at absolutely no cost to you. If you would like for us to come to your home and study together with you or you and your family or you and your preacher, we stand at the ready to do that. Listener, we are ready to help you in any way that we can in your obedience to the gospel of Christ. So you feel free to contact us if we can be of assistance to you along those lines. Again, our contact information is 234-5055, or you might also give us a call at 878-6108. Let me also again encourage you to log on to the website, millstreetcoc.org, and there you can read different articles concerning different subjects on the Bible. You can listen to the previous radio programs as those are being uploaded, as well as listen to Bible classes and sermons that are presented at the Mill Street Church of Christ. So again, we encourage you to pay us a visit online. Beginning on last week's program, we began to look at the Lord's Prayer. Again, when you think about, listeners, the Lord's Prayer, it is often the case that individuals automatically think about the model prayer that the Lord gave as recorded in Matthew the 6th chapter or Luke chapter 4. And really, though, that is a model prayer, and that is a prayer where the Lord said, after this manner pray ye, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and so forth. That was a model prayer that the Lord gave to the disciples to teach them how to pray. But beginning on last week's lesson, we began to think about the Lord's Prayer as recorded in John chapter 17. In John chapter 17, we have an entire chapter that records a prayer that Jesus prayed, and of course it was before his arrest and crucifixion. So we began to look at that on last week's program, and we actually only got to cover one point concerning that. And the point that we covered on last week's program had to do with the fact that Jesus directed the prayer of John 17 to the Father who is in heaven. And we looked at the fact that even though the Son, the Father, and the Holy Spirit are one, at least two times it is stated that the Father and the Son are one in John chapter 17, and we looked at the passage in 1 John, even though the Bible says that they are one, we looked at that on last week's lesson as far as what that means. You see, it is not the case that the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit are the same person or the same individual. That's not what the Scriptures teach. But they are one in the sense that they are in union or unity. What one wills, the other wills. In a like manner, the Bible in the book of Genesis, the book of Matthew chapter 19, Genesis chapter 2, Matthew chapter 19, and the book of Ephesians chapter 5, all of those books mention the fact that a husband and a wife are joined together and they are one flesh. Well, it doesn't mean that they're the same person, but that they are one in union, in unity, in purpose, in goal. And so, excuse me, we looked at that on last week's program. Now we want to continue on this week to look at some more points that can be learned from a look at this prayer as recorded in John the 17th chapter. What we want to look at today is the fact that Jesus prays for the apostles. Now, the prayer that is found in John chapter 17 really has a couple of parts to it. The first part of that prayer is the prayer that Jesus prayed on behalf of the apostles. Then the second part of the prayer, beginning in verse number 20, Jesus is praying on behalf of all of the believers. The Lord puts it this way, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their," that is through the apostles, "word." And so, the first half deals with the apostles. The second half deals with a prayer that Jesus made on behalf of all the disciples that would believe on the Lord as a result of what the apostles taught, what they recorded that we have in the Bible. And you know, in fact, the things that are written down in the Bible produce faith. You knew that, didn't you, listener? Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." John recorded in John chapter 20, as he recorded the purpose of his writings, he stated in John 20, verses 30 and 31, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book." But now notice verse 31, "But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." And so we have the Word of God pinned down, revealed, made known in the Bible, so that when we read it, we can understand the will of God and we can have the faith that God would have us to have. So let's think about this portion of the prayer that Jesus prays on behalf of the apostles. Now, we spent the time last week reading through the entirety of John chapter 17. But I want you to notice the fact that Jesus prays to the Father that he would be with the apostles. Now, there are several things that Jesus is praying for or on behalf of the apostles. He prays that God would keep the apostles whom God had given unto Jesus, verses 8 and 9. He says in verse 9, "I pray for them, I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, that they are thine." You see, the apostles had a special mission that they were charged with. Remember concerning the apostles that Jesus commanded them in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, beginning. In that passage, Jesus said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth." Remember that? Matthew chapter 28, verse number 18. Then he tells him, he gives him the commission. "Go ye therefore into all the world," or "go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world." Now, when you look at Mark's parallel account to that, which is found in Mark chapter 16, notice how it is phrased in Mark's account of the gospel. Here Jesus said, "Go," Mark 16:15 beginning, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe: in my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. And so Jesus commissioned the apostles to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now we know that they did that. We understand from a reading of the book of Acts, a reading of the book of Colossians, that indeed the apostles did do what the Lord said to do. In the book of Acts chapter 5 and verse number 42, we find that the apostles did not cease day after day to teach and to preach from house to house Jesus Christ. Now when the apostle Paul penned the book of Colossians, notice that he stated in Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 6, "Which is come unto you, that is the gospel, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth." And so we know, according to that passage, that the gospel was preached to every creature. It went throughout all the world. Now, in verse 23 of Colossians chapter 1, Paul said, "If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister." And so Jesus gave them the commission to go out and preach the gospel to every creature, and they did that. Now, they had that special mission, that special work to do. Now, they confirmed the word. Now, individuals then did not have the Bible like we have it today, in the sense that they could turn and they could read the New Testament like we can. But the word that was proclaimed and preached by the apostles was confirmed by the signs and the miracles which they did. Now see, that's made clear again in Mark chapter 16 and verse number 20. In that passage, the Bible says, "And they went forth," that is the apostles, "they went forth and preached everywhere." Now notice what he says, "the Lord working with them," that is with the apostles, "and confirming the word." How was it confirmed? "With signs following." The same signs that Jesus talked about in verses 17 and 18. So the apostles did that. Now, back into John chapter 17, we find when Jesus is praying for the apostles, he's praying that God would be with them. And he's saying that the world did not receive them, that they were hated of the world. Notice, if you will, verse number 14. "I have given them," that is the apostles, "thy word, and the world hath hated them." Now, notice, when the Bible talks about world, like in this passage, or John chapter 3 and verse number 16, he's talking about people, not the earth, the physical earth, the ground upon which we walk, and the mountains and the sky. He's talking about the people. He says, "the people hath hated them." Well, why did they hate the apostles? Here, the Lord is saying, listeners, I gave the apostles my word, and the world hated them. Well, why would the world hate the apostles? Well, notice what he says. Because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. You see that? Notice 15 and 16. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Now, what is the Lord talking about when he says in this passage that they are not of the world? Well, he says that he was not of the world. What's he talking about? You see, Jesus and the apostles were in the world. They were living amongst the other people. They were in the world. But what's he talking about when he says that they are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world, verse number 14? What the Lord means by that, listeners, is that neither him nor the apostles lived according to the ways of the world. Now, Jesus was perfect. He had no sin. The book of Hebrews points out that very simply for us. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, notice what the Bible says concerning Jesus. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 15. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Verse 14 points out the fact that Jesus is our high priest. So we don't have a high priest, he says, which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Now Jesus was perfect in the sense that he did not sin. The apostles, that doesn't mean that they did not sin. We know that they lived in a fleshly body, and that they sinned. They fell victim or prey to sin. We all have sin, except for Jesus. But it's saying that they did not live according to the ways of this sinful world. They taught the gospel. They taught the truth about who Christ was and who he is. They lived according to the ways of God, and the world despised them. The world hated them as a result of the way that they lived their life. Now, Paul talks about that. when you think about places like 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and take your Bible and turn there with me and notice what the Apostle Paul is writing. Now, Paul was not one of the original 12 apostles, but he was an apostle that was selected by God, and he was one that he says is born out of due time. Now, notice what he says. He says, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning with number 9. Paul says, "For I think that God hath set forth us the apostles last, as it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, but we are despised. Even unto this present hour we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place. And labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless, being persecuted, we suffer it. Being defamed, we entreat, we are made as the filth of the world, and are the offscouring of all things unto this day." Now, folks, you think about that. You think about the tremendous work that was given to the apostles, and they did it. And they were made, according to what Paul says here, a spectacle to the world. They were buffeted. They had no certain dwelling place. They experienced hunger, thirst, being naked. Verse number 12, he says, "Listen, we labor with our own hands. We've been reviled. When we're reviled, we bless," he says. "When we're persecuted, we suffer it. When we are defamed, we entreat." And then he says, and you think about this thought, "We are made as the filth of the world, and are the offscouring of all things unto this day. Now, many times individuals may say, well, I wish I could have been one of the apostles. Better watch that statement. They were made as the filth of the earth. Now, Jesus didn't make them that way. God didn't make them that way. But that's the way that they were treated of by individuals. Paul, in another place, talks about the fact that he was beaten. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Excuse me. Paul says, of the Jews, five times I received 40 stripes, save one. He was beaten. He was stoned. You think about the horrible way in which the apostles were treated. And they were given this job to do it, to take the precious gospel, a message, the good news concerning Jesus, the Son of God, into the world. And you preach that to them, Jesus is saying. Jesus prays for them. And we have that recorded in John chapter 17. That Jesus is praying for them. And notice what he says in verse 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. You can't read passages like this and the things contained in the New Testament relative to the way that the apostles were treated and not feel sorry for them. Could you imagine? And here it was that they freely took upon themselves to follow the Lord when he called them and said, follow me. They forsook all and they followed him and did this. And now the world is not accepting what they're saying. Here were these lowly men, various different backgrounds, hand-selected by the Lord to follow him and proclaim the gospel to a lost and dying world, and people mistreated them. Now think about that. You know, what about people today? What about gospel preachers today? When a preacher will try to, week after week or day after day, try to teach individuals about the gospel, an individual simply will not listen many times. Sometimes you find individuals who are willing to listen and sit down and study the Bible with you and obey the gospel of Christ and become Christians so that they can go to heaven in the afterlife. But that's the minority. That's not the majority. The majority of people will hear it and never do anything with it. And sad to say, many of them will spurn the invitation to hear. Many times individuals will turn on the TV or the radio and they will listen. And when they hear that an individual is trying to teach them from God's Word, they will turn it off. Now that's not so that you can believe everything that you hear on the radio and TV. You need to use discernment when you're listening. But you get the point that many times individuals simply will not listen to the truth of the gospel. What a blessing for the apostles that the Son of God is going to God on their behalf. And he's praying to the Father on their behalf. Now, next week's lesson, we're going to pick it up there and we're going to begin to look at the fact that Jesus prays for all the believers. He prays for all of those who will believe in him through the word of the apostles. That includes every person on down through this present time. What a blessing it is that our Savior thought enough about the apostles. He thought enough about those who later would believe and obey the gospel to go to the Father on their behalf and pray for them. What a blessing that is. We hope that the lesson has been beneficial to you. I encourage you again to read through the 17th chapter of the book of John. We'll pick it up here next week, beginning with in verse number 20, and we'll see what else we can learn from this prayer of the Lord. Let me also encourage you, if you've never obeyed the gospel of Christ, do that today. Give us a call and we'll assist you in doing that. We can meet with you and we'll baptize you into Christ this very day if you will contact us. You become a Christian by hearing the gospel, Romans 10:17, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, John 8:24. Repent of your sins, Luke 13:3. Confess your faith in Christ that He is the Son of God, Matthew 10:32-33. And be baptized for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. We stand at the ready to help you. Give us a call, 234-5055. Until next time, thank you for listening to the program.
You've been listening to Eternal Truth Radio program brought to you each Sunday morning at this same time by the Mill Street Church of Christ. We appreciate you listening to the program and encourage you to continue doing so each Lord's Day. Be sure to tell others about the program, and if we can be of assistance to you in your obedience to the gospel of Christ, give us a call at 234-5055 or 878-6108. And until next week, spend time meditating on God's eternal truth.